Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome. I am so excited about us tonight. I'm so excited about... I'm so excited to talk to you about finishing strong, about taking your journey to the next level, about elevating the end so that you become as strong as you possibly can. And I'll say, think about that. How are we going to elevate ourselves at the end so that we can become as strong as we possibly can? So many times people look at their results, they look at in a good way. And I'm not even talking about in a negative way. They look at the results. Some people are like, oh my gosh, I feel good. I got these arms. I got these body. I got these legs. And then toward the end, and I put that in quotes, of a journey, they don't put as much effort and energy as they did in the beginning or the middle. And the end is where you should be your most powerful, your most successful, your most committed, your most dedicated. And the end is where you should literally be able to release your power in the best way, because all of this time you have been building this foundation of greatness. You have been building this foundation of strength. You have been building this foundation of mental strength. You have been building a foundation of mental commitment so that at the end you have something very strong to stand on. I want you to think about that for a second. What if your foundation was so strong that you could stand on it and not feel rocky? Think about it. I want you to imagine for a second all of the work you put into your workouts over the last week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It doesn't matter how long you've been working out. All of the energy you put into yourself over the amount of time that you've been working out has now become your foundation, and it's no longer rocky. It has now become your foundation, and now, because it's so strong and you can build upon it, now you can even build on more strength in your life, right? Think about that for a second. Because of the work you put in, everything else becomes stronger. We push play on these workouts or whatever workouts you're doing. You push play on the workouts, and it's hard. I said this before, and I'll say it again. I personally don't believe that the human body was made to put ourselves through what we put them through every single day, because if it was, everybody would be doing it. Now, back in the day, did we have to go out and fend food for ourselves? Absolutely. I don't think our ancestors were, you know, running through the trees in the forest just because. But they also weren't eating like we were, right? Here's the kicker. They weren't eating like we were. They weren't eating the chips. They weren't digging into the donuts like I do. They weren't going out to the bars and drinking. They made their own, so it's probably healthier, right? So we as humans have become accustomed to eating and drinking and partying and having these things that we have to work harder to keep that body. Imagine back in the day, in the caveman days, they weren't eating the ice cream, they weren't eating the chips, so the weight wasn't being gained like that. They had to wait, they had to look for their prey, they had to find their prey, they had to go catch their prey, they had to eat it, And then they're like, okay, cool, I'm going to rest until it's time. And so I say all that to say that when you look at your results now and you look at everything you've done so far and you see how strong your foundation is to this point, you should be so unbelievably proud of yourself for committing to a point at which you have built your strength outside of the body. As we go into, and I want you to just imagine this, as you go into your final days of whatever fitness program you're doing, or for me, Dig Deeper Nation, as we go into this final phase, these final few days of Dig Deeper Nation, you have two choices. There are only two choices when it comes to finishing strong. Only two. I'm either going to go for it and do the best that I can do, or I'm not giving my best. It's only two. There's only two choices. I'm going to do the best that I can do and commit and go as hard as I possibly can, or I'm not. And so right now, before you continue listening, I want you to ask yourself, I want you to answer that question. Are you going to do the best that you can do? Are you going to go back into that mindset and that you had on day one or day five when you started to get strong? Are you going to go back to that moment where you said, wow, this is working for me. I can get a little further in these push-ups. I can get a little further in these power jumps. Are you going to go back to those times, look at the foundation of strength that you built, and use it to propel you and basically skyrocket you through the finish line of this journey? Are you going to do it? If you have not, if you've never done that before in a workout, I challenge you to do it now. Imagining you're at the end of your fitness journey and you have just a, not the end of your fitness journey, but the end of whatever program or calendar, or even you can do this at the end of your workout. Imagine at the end, you say, I don't care if I push so hard that I have to stop. I don't care if the burn is so powerful that I want to scream and cry. I don't care how hard I go. What I want to achieve at this moment when I'm coming toward the end of something is knowing that when I walk away, I have done the best that I could do. I'll tell you a quick little story. You all know Tanya from Insanity. I forget the year now. She would kill me if I forget the year, but I was at her wedding. I was in her wedding. I was the best man. At her wedding, and we are literally, you know, people are working out, we're working out, we're pushing forward, we're going through. And I remember working out and being like, and we were all working out together. And I remember working out and hiding the fact that I literally wanted to throw up. Being like, yo, you have to push so hard. Push so hard. This is a monumental day. This is great. Push so hard to the point where I was going to throw up. It was another time where I was doing cardio power and resistance. And I had a choice to make in the middle of my workout. I was like, I can go for it and see what it feels like to push as hard as I can so that next time I can manage and decide how hard I want to go. Or I cannot go there. And I can say, oh, I'm going to pull back. I'm not talking about unsafe, like the chart, the rate of perceived exertion chart. Like, I'm not talking about my heart about to come out of my chest and have to call the paramedics. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, am I going to my head and am I pushing? Am I going? Am I in it? And am I like, oh my gosh, like I have these two choices to make. Am I going to go or am I not going to do my best? So I'm going back to the time where I'm working out. So I'm in this room, I'm working out, I'm doing power jumps. And I remember I felt it coming, cardio power and resistance. I felt it coming and I just walked to the bathroom because I said, I decided to push myself as hard as I could. I walked into that bathroom and I was like, the rest is history. Now, did that feel good? Physically, not really, you know. But mentally, when I finished that workout, I sat down. Well, I was probably laying down, sweating. I sat down and I was laying down and I thought to myself, wow, you had a choice. you had a choice to stop, or you had a choice to do literally the best that you could do. And I was so happy that I chose to do the best that I can do that it became a staple in my mind. It became a memory in my mind, a place where I go back to when I'm working out and I don't feel like working out. I said, well, I've done this before and I can do it again. So what I want you to do is, I just want you to go back to 3 or 4 weeks that you've been working out. Or maybe, I don't know, some people might be like, I just started. Think about that time where you felt strong. Just go here with me for a second. Think about the time where you felt strong, not where you looked strong, not where someone complimented you on your waist size or your weight, where you felt strong. Go back to that place right now. Now, once you go back to that place where you felt strong, I want you to attach to that feeling. You can close your eyes if you want to. Attach to the feeling. Man, I felt so strong. Like, I felt so good. This is great. Like, I'm in it. Now, act like you can bottle it up, put it back inside of you, and think about how you're going to finish the rest of Dig Deeper Nation. The rest of a program that you're doing, right? How are you going to use that fuel and that fire power to go? And I say all that to say, all of that, that entire foundation that you built through strength, while you may see it in your body, you may see it in some inches, you may see it in your abs, you may see it in weight, whatever you see it in, guess where that came from, y'all? That's where that came from. Right here. So don't let anyone tell you that you aren't mentally strong. Don't let anyone tell you that. And don't tell yourself. I think that's the biggest point here. Don't tell yourself you don't have what it takes. Because if you're standing strong on a foundation and if you've done it once. If you're standing strong on the foundation and if you've done it once, not only can you do it again, but you can do it better. It's like that song. You can sing this song to yourself. And you can, this, so this is where Sean T becomes weird, but like, who's not weird? This is where I talk to myself. You know, I talk about I have mirror moments. I'm about to give you a mirror moment. And I think I may have talked about this on a podcast before anyway. But this particular song, like, if I'm talking to my power, if I take my power and I'm like, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to my power, I'm going to talk to my power right now. And I would sing the song, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. Just say it over and over again. Some people might be like, yo, that's weird. Cool. I'm here for weird. But if you can tell your power and your foundation and your strength and everything you bottled up into this greatness, into that moment that you realize that you had strength, and you can sing, I like me better when I'm with you. Hey, like, think about that. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with something that I created to make myself as strong as I possibly could. So, as you continue the journey, and we're about to get into some specifics here, but as we continue the journey, you have to say, I can freaking do this. Some people out there, as you've been on a journey, you may have given up or you may have had a dip. I've spoken about this before on stage. I probably talked about it before in here, but I can never talk about it too much. The implementation dip. Where, you know, you start something, you're super strong, you're going for it, and then boom. The overwhelming feeling of that implementation dip, if you will, the overwhelming feeling takes over and then it becomes pressurized and you're like, oh my gosh, this is tough. And then you kind of go on a dip. Maybe you don't work out as hard. Maybe you're not as committed as you were. But then you rise back up like the phoenix, which is what I have here on my arm. You rise back up there like the phoenix. And you go. And that's where we are now. And that's why you look at yourself or you look at your power and you say, I like me better when I'm with you. And it's so amazing and so profound. So,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just a couple things and then I'll move on. Finish strong by elevating your life with the things that you've already done. Finish strong by elevating your life with the things that you've already done. Then it becomes less about Sean T. It becomes less about your accountability group, and all these things are great. Not that I'm great, but like all of these things are great, but it becomes less about the external energy. It becomes less about the external fuel and more about the fuel you provide because of the things that you have done in a way that you've proved to yourself that you never need to give up and you can always finish stronger. I have my little notes here because I don't want to forget. The next thing I want to say about finishing strong, even at the end. Now, as you've gone through this process, yes, absolutely, 100%, as you've gone through this process, you've built momentum. Because you just have. Every single day that you work out, even me, I feel it. As a person who, I mean, I've been working out for 20 plus years, 23, 24 years consistently, at, you know, post 50-pound weight gain. Even me, during the Dig Deeper Nation challenge, I literally felt myself get stronger. I felt myself go longer in the push-ups, more jumps. My thighs are looking mighty fine, too. I might as well go try out for a football team if I must say so myself. Oh, right? So there are things where I normally in the past would be like, oh my gosh, like that's getting bigger. Or, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I guess I may be segueing here, but I just love what my body has become. But not because I'm judging my body. I love what my body has become because of the momentum that I have put into work. I accept everything that I've done. I've accepted the donuts that I've eaten, the wine night Fridays, but the control I have during the weekdays where I'm like really working out and I'm really focused and I'm really eating my vitamins and I'm really my protein shakes and different kind of things because I love creative shakes. The momentum that I have built is just, it just makes me feel good. And I accept everything about myself at this moment because I did it and I built that momentum. The reason why I'm talking about momentum is because for those of us in Dig Deeper Nation, which the group reopens soon, so hopefully we get some new Dig Deeper Nationers. For us, it's about going into these last, what's today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. These last 7 days. Let's talk about the last 7 days and correlate it with the last 70 meters, right, of a run like I've talked about before. When you go into these last 7 days, when you work out tomorrow, and this is for everyone out there, when you work out tomorrow, it's the test. It's the test to say, I'm going to stay longer in this. I'm going to have amazing form. I'm going to push. This is my time where I'm going to rebuild the momentum from the momentum that I've already gained. Sometimes in track and field, and I use track and field a lot, I know. But I want you all, so you know what I'm talking about, go outside and run around the track once today and then do it again in 2 weeks and take this what I'm about to tell you. When you get to the very last 100 meters, if you're on a 400 meter track, when you get on that last straightaway, in order to run your fastest time or to win the race, you literally have to build momentum again coming into that last 100 meters. If you let the momentum that you've had along the way pull you down, you'll run a slower race, and you probably won't be happy with how you finish. Is it going to be tough to run down that last straightaway? Abso-freaking-lutely. It's going to be literally one of the hardest things you experience every single time that you do it. And the reason why is because you are in a situation where you've trained yourself so hard that you can use that momentum, that strength, that power that you've built up to that last turn, to that straightaway. And you're going to be like, did this before, felt that before. And here's the thing. What people don't understand when it comes to fitness, and this is why I say it's less about the body and more about the feeling. You have so much more in the tank when you push at the end than you know. You have so much more left. And that's why I say, you know, there's always a reserve. You have so much left that you didn't think you had, purely because you built a strong foundation and you built a lot of momentum to go for it. Like, come on. Like, stop. And this is where I'm just tough trainer alert. Stop giving up. Stop getting to the end and being like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till this is over. Get to the end and be like, what you got? Like, that's all you got? Sometimes just saying, yo, that's all you got? And what? When you can say that's all you got and feel it, then you know you are in a place in your life where fitness has become a lifestyle. And you never need to turn back because you know what power is. You know what strength is. You know what struggle is. And you know how to take the foundation of power, the momentum that you've had before, and you know how to build upon it. And that's how you build upon this last 7 days or any last 7 days, the last week of any workout program that you do. I mean, come on, y'all. You have, those of you in Dig Deeper Nation or have done Insanity or any of my workouts for that matter, I mean, you have worked so hard that the only thing to do at the end is to put yourself to the test. To put yourself to the test. Test yourself. Challenge yourself. Put yourself to the test. It all starts up here, y'all. And the better thing that I can say, it all started up here. Because if you're listening to this and you've gotten this far into this talk, then one of two things. One, you know what I'm talking about because of experience. Or two, you know what I'm talking about because you heard it. And once you heard it, once you know it, you can continue to build your momentum. What if I told you you could literally release the baggage that could possibly be holding you back when you hit that last straightaway? And that's how you really lighten the load, by releasing that and knowing that the baggage is leaving your body. Parts of stress are leaving your body so that it almost feels like, even in times where it's tough to finish strong, you're floating. And that comes down to something that you probably are all like, huh? It all comes down to self-care. Now, we're in quarantine during the filming of this podcast or this talk, but what acts of self-care are you giving to yourself daily? Notice I said daily, not weekly. What acts of self-care are you giving to yourself daily to release the baggage? Me, I always find time in a day to give myself me alone time. I used to get massages on a regular. You can ask Chip, you can ask Scott, you can ask Sam, and you could definitely ask Alex, because before she was the events planner and production manager of Sean T, she was my assistant. So every single one of them can tell you that I was a massage. I mean, you probably would think I was addicted, but it really made me feel really great. But anyway, spending time with yourself, having a wine night, that's self-care for me. Friday night, spending time with Scott, having self-care, having time with your spouse. Like, these things are so incredible, so amazing, so good for your soul that you're able to release. One of the things that, and I know a lot of you have heard me talk about it before, if you were in a safe space a couple years ago, I did, you know, meditation things. If you know Sam, who's on our team, is a big meditation connoisseur, guru, if you will. Sitting down, even if it's for 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, just to clear your mind. And I use the app Headspace. I think it's incredible. Headspace is an amazing app, y'all. It's literally like 3 minutes. You can start with like 3 minute meditations. When I'm high on anxiety, when my anxiety is skyrocketing, if I'm really stressed, if I'm having flashbacks of my past and things that get in my way and I can't like call a therapist up right away, just meditation and just sitting there, it really shaped my life and in the course of my life. And here's something that a lot of people might turn their nose up. So if you don't like real talk, it is probably now your time to get off and stop listening to this right now. I know that this don't pertain to everyone, but y'all need to have some sex. Y'all need to have some sex and get rid of that whole like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you burn calories during sex. You don't burn that many calories. Not every time. I ain't talking about you got to go through the whole gamut and have a whole show and do, you know, circus acts. I'm simply saying, if you're married or not, or you got a little boo thing on the side, or whatever you got into your drawer, this is real talk. Whatever you got, use it. Because if you do not have sex, it is proven that if you don't have sex, you're going to cause stress, especially if you are in a marriage and you haven't had sex in a while or your sex life is dwindling a little bit. Y'all got to learn the tricks of the trade, because real talk, sex is self-care. It is self-care whether you do it to yourself or you have a partner do it for you or you do it together. Sex is real talk. And let me tell you something. People don't talk about that because it's uncomfortable. It's taboo. It's like, boom. But listen. The tricks of the trade are this. If you're in a drought, guess what else is in a drought? Your mind can be in a drought. Your blood flow can be in a drought. I'm going to tell y'all right now, it is another proven fact, and I'm talking about from experience. I ain't even going to give you science, even though if you want the science, you can go head on over to Google, Dr. Google or Dr. Whoever. It is a proven fact that when you have sex with your spouse, there's an immediate connection and a release of the stress in your relationship, even if y'all have other baggage that you have to work through. Because I'm going to go back to basics here. The power of a hug is absolutely amazing. And we haven't been able to do that. You can't hug your best friend. You ain't hug your little friends at work. But the power of a hug is so important. And if you don't got somebody to roll in the sheets with, or if you don't got your friend in the drawer, if you know what I'm saying, and you ain't taking your time to be like, I'm going to have my little time, you got pressure on you. Now, I wouldn't recommend you do it right before your workout. Just going to give you the facts there. This is a really good tip. I wouldn't recommend you do all that before your workout. Wait till after. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, which takes me to the next thing when you talk about relationships and intimacy. But let's talk about intimacy with yourself. The longevity of mental stress. If you don't take time to work on these things, self-care, intimacy with your partner, meditation, just different things like that, it becomes an everyday occurrence. And so while you have built this momentum of exercise and pushing through and working hard and strength, you can also build momentum on negative mental stress. And the best way to finish strong and to continue the momentum anyway and have positive mental longevity is to constantly work on these things that I've been talking about. And that's only just a couple. I can talk about therapy in an entire other session. Anyway, longevity. How to sustain positive mental stress. The longevity of mental stress. Work out. Have great self-care. Meditate, if you will. trying to build your your interpersonal relationship up as best you can, have sex. Let's talk about a little snippet about food. I always like to talk about food, but let's talk about food. Because people see me eat donuts, and they see me drink wine, and I don't hold back. I mean, I hold back. I have good portion control, but I think people see me, they see people drinking, they're like, well, how much are they drinking? And they like, you know, or they start to judge, like, oh, he eating that, she eating that, blah, blah, blah. The problem is, people out there don't know the difference between treating yourself and cheating on yourself. It's two completely different things. That's why, and I don't like to use the word hate, but I'm going to use the word hate. I absolutely hate and despise when people say, I'm having a cheat day. Wait a minute. So, you work out, let's say you work out 30 minutes a day for 7 days. That's 210 minutes. That's, I don't know how many calories that is. So one glass of wine that's actually proven to aid in cardiovascular disease and other benefits, if it's a healthy wine, healthier wine. So you mean to tell me like doing that is cheating? Or sitting down on the floor with my kids to have a donut on Donut Friday, or we're making a cookie because it's bringing me closer together with my kids and it might be a little bit of sugar, that's cheating? No. Let me tell you what cheating is. Cheating is not having control. Cheating is when you are in a place where you're, and now let me finish what I say, in a place where you're stress eating and you're purposefully damaging yourself. And knowing that you want to get control over this and choosing not to. Hear everything I said, because there are people out there that be like, oh my God, But like, I'm treating myself. I'm like, listen, I go into every time I eat something fun, Friday night, my wine night, whatever, I go into, I'm treating myself. So y'all have to stop being out there, like breaking yourself down because you want to enjoy life. There are a lot of people out there, and you know, I haven't really forced intermittent fasting down anybody's throat or whatever, but there are a lot of people out there who they eat one way or they do one thing, and they want you to be like, this is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh my God, I feel like I'm about to preach. This is the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're a Christian or if you read the Bible, you know that verse. What the hell is wrong with me? And I used hell in the same paragraph that I used a Bible verse. Well, I guess that's okay. But anyway, you know, people will tell you, like, eat this way, eat this way, eat this way. And I'm like, no, I don't want to eat that way. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time. And I've talked about this before, too. I know I did. Anyway, I say all that to say, know the difference between treating yourself and cheating yourself, right? There's a distinct difference. It is very different. And then I'll finish with this. I know I told a funny story, but finishing hard has everything to do with you going off of what you built to this point. You know, some people didn't have a very strong beginning, right? Some people didn't have a very... They didn't start out their workout, their weight loss journey being like, I'm very powerful and I'm so good. They didn't start off doing that. Some people are like, this shit is hard. And I don't want to do that, but they continued on. And so if at the very end, you take all the momentum and power and strength that you built on your foundation and you use it again, you bottle it up, you look at it, you say, I like me better when I'm with you. And you look at it and you say, let's freaking do this. The last week, the finishing of any program that you do will be absolutely fantastic. It'll be so fantastic, it'll be so amazing, and you will always succeed. In order to finish strong, you have to believe in yourself. And some people are like, well, what does trust and believe mean? It's really, if you just go back to the calendar of your personal workout calendar, even if you just did the last 30 days of your workout calendar and looked at it and be like, what was a strong point this day? What was a strong point that day? If you look at that, right away, you'll be able to say, oh, well, I should trust myself. Consistency over time equals trust. And then you just look in the mirror and you say, and I'm still here. And when you see yourself, that's when you can believe in yourself. And thank you for joining, and I'll see you guys very, very soon, and good freaking luck with finishing strong.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.